kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Ito pong ating bisita na si Maureen. Alright, si Maureen ay isa po siyang cancer survivor, no?
Naging, yes.
Siyempre, di ba? Hanggang parang kumbaga, biktima rin itong sakit na ito na talagang hinahanapan ng lunas. Pero hindi po napigilan ng cancer ang kanyang pag-love life, ika nga.
Uh-oh.
But doon pa yata umusbong ang anong pag-ibig. Doon pa niya nahanap ang kanyang the one, ika nga.
Correct. Kaya nga, eto na, papakilala na natin. Kasama natin ngayon sa ating programa Love Down Under, we have Maureen Rocco. Magandang araw sa iyo, Maureen!
Magandang araw!
It's okay, Maureen. Yung naging journey mo, di ba? Yung, you know, knowing and finding out about like your health situation sa cancer. Pwede bang konting background muna? Kailan ito nangyari? Kailan mo nalaman?
Okay, so 2020 January. So kwento ko na lang, I was in Bali. Nag-sunbaking ako, tapos I felt there was a lump on my boob. So, syempre, nasa holiday ako, hindi naman ako makapagpa-check up. So, pagbalik ko muna ng Melbourne, hindi ko pa rin pinatingnan. Like, chinika ko muna sa friends ko and asked, okay ba to? Like, do you have this? Sabi lang, you definitely need to have it checked. So, anyway, I had it checked and I was diagnosed mga end of January ng 2020.
Mm-mm.
Sinabi sa akin, I have stage 3 breast cancer. So, malala na kasi stage 3 na eh. Stage 4 is usually when, you know, it's already all over your body.
Mm-mm.
So, I was very shocked kasi 33 lang ako noon and it's something that you'll never think na magkakaroon ka eh at that age. So, after nun, the doctor told me you need to do chemo. You need to do everything para mabit mo yung cancer. So, ang masakla pa, nagkaroon ng COVID. And no one saw that coming as well. So, meron na ngang lockdown. So, no one could visit me or take me to, like, no one could be there during my chemo, my treatment. So, and then, hindi ako makauwi. And my family couldn't come here.
Yeah.
So, mag-isa lang ako. Like, literally, ako lang. I have to go through all the treatments ng cancer ko.
Oh. Tanong lang, Maureen, what, ano yung reaction mo nung malaman mo or sinabi sa'yo na you have stage 3 breast cancer?
Alam mo, like, you've seen it in movies so many times, yeah? Pero it really is numbing. Like, parang ka na lang, ano, deflated. Parang, sorry, kasi I went through test. Ang bilis nila eh, parang in 24 hours, tinawag nila ako, you have to come to the clinic, me to tell you the result. Ganon, adi, alam, kinakabahan na ako. Ba't sila nagmamadali? Parang ganon. Pwede namang, ano na lang, ganito, over the phone. Parang hindi eh, parang they made me come there. And then when I sat there, I already felt that this is gonna be bad. But they didn't expect it would be that bad. So, nang hina ako, nang lumo ako is the word. Parang, what na, deflated talaga. Yun ang naramdaman ko.
Tung time na to, no? Single ka, Noreen, at this, nung time na to, wala kang kasama nung pumunta noon. It's like, by yourself.
Yep. Ako lang, yeah. I did everything, the test. Ako lang mag-isa. I found out the result by myself. I didn't bring anybody. Yeah, ako lang talaga.
Oh, you're so strong, no? Kasi walang support network when you received the news or the diagnosis na parang eto may cancer stage 3.
Oh, wow. May mahawakan ka man lang, alam mo yon, like if you had your parents with you or like, you know, your siblings with you, at least parehas kayong humagulgol. Alam mo yon, yung
may karamay ka
kasama. May karamay ka man lang. No, I had to do it by myself. Ako lang mag-isa.
Kasi 100% medyo ano eh, no? Life-changing, kumbaga, ika nga, yung magiging resulta, yung pagbabago. Have you thought of, like, eto na, na-plan out ko na yung buhay ko, in a way? Kasi sometimes, alam mo, sa ganyan situation, hindi mo masabi, di ba? Yung time yung kalaban dyan eh, and all.
Yes.
Di ba? What was, like, running in your head nung panahon na yun? Even, like, love life. Kasama mo, single ka, like, naisipan ba, like, you know, partner sana, di ba? Nandyan, okay sana eh.
Yeah. Siguro when I was going through the treatments na, kasi nga, hindi ko man lang mapunta dito yung family ko, and I only have friends here, kasi I've only been here for 3 years now, for 20, so second year ko palang last year. And sabi ko, sana naman may katuwang naman ako sa buhay, para naman, kasi I have to go to my treatments malayo from where I live. And then, I don't drive. Ang hassle naman.
Kailangan mo ng assistant.
Oo. Tapos, ano, magtatrampa ako, papunta magkikimo, pabalik. Parang ganon. Yeah. Sabi ko, hindi naman sa you, hindi naman sa ano, pero parang, syempre, there are times after chemo where I couldn't be bothered getting up from the bed. Like, forget it.
Of course.
Hindi ako tatayo sa kama kasi talagang I feel really sick.
Mm-mm.
So, those were the times that sabi ko, sana may partner ako. Even my brother said, kasi naman, sana nag-asawa ka na lang or nag-boyfriend ka na.
Yan na.
Isa ka lang dyan, nag-aalala kami sa'yo. So, matagal na akong single. Wow. By choice. Cringy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Matagal na akong single. Pero, oo, tapos hanggang, so nung time na nagka-cancer ko, it was the least of my priority. Parang the number one goal was to beat cancer. That was it. Like, kailangan mabuhay, kailangan lumaban. Yun yung priority.
Mm-hmm. So you found love when you least expect it.
Yes, tapos,
So paano nakilala si The One, Maureen?
So nakilala ko siya 2019, bago pa lang ako dito. I'm working in a restaurant. Tapos siya yung customer, waitress ako.
Ah, okay.
So take his orders, ganon. Tapos mga 3 times ko siguro siyang nakita. Feeling ko crush niya ako. Babalik siya and then he asked for my number para to make friends. Ako naman, new in the country. Sige, parang I wanna make friends. Why not? Ganon. So I gave my number yung 2019. But yun lang, nothing, just making friends lang.
Okay.
Dun kami,
okay, so nung 2019, naging friends kayo, pero 2020 na yung cancer diagnosis. So, continuous yung inyong, kumbaga, communication going to into 2020. Okay.
Yes.
So, paano dumating sa point, Maureen, na talagang siya yung naging karamay mo during your cancer treatment?
I've been asking my friends, I told everybody, nalaman na ng mga tao na close to me na I have cancer. So, nagtulong-tulong yung mga kakilala ko dito. Like, I'll drive you. Kasi, pag when you do cancer, like, minsan weekly yung chemo mo.
Mm-hmm.
And I had radiation. Radiation is every day for 33 days. So, kailangan ko pumunta sa hospital every day para lang magkaroon, para to have radiation.
Mm-hmm.
So, kailangan ko ng mga tao na will help me drive.
Sama.
Take me there. So, yun doon nagsimula. So, tanong ako sa mga kakilala ko dito na parang lockdown naman. Wala naman kayong ginagawa. Home naman kayo. Baka naman gusto nyo akong ihatid. Parang,
yeah.
So, doon nagsimula. I asked him. Sabi ko, okay. Hindi pa niya alam. Sabi ko lang, pwede magpakatid. Ganon. May ginagawa ka ba ngayon? Punta tayo sa park kasi the hospital is across the park.
Sorry kung na-miss out ko yung part. Pinoy ba? Pinoy?
No, he's Greek Australian.
Greek Australian.
Oh, okay.
So, ibang lahi.
So, ito, napapayag mo. Ano, agad bang napapayag? Tingin mo bakit pumayag? Sorry, naiintriga kami. Kasi hindi naman laging isang sabi mo lang, di ba? Sumasama ka na. Paano mo napapayag?
Well, kasi, siguro parang sabi ko lang naman, do you wanna catch up? Kasi madalas siyang magbi-message. Hindi ko daw siya nire-reply. It takes... Minsan daw one week or 3 weeks ako bago mag-reply. Kasi I was busy with cancer.
Uh-oh.
So yun na nga, parang ako naman, nung time na sabi ko, nabuboard na rin ako kasi lockdown nga, wala namang makausap. So naghanap ako ng mga tingin ako ng mga friends ko na pwedeng maghatid sa akin. Naisip ko siya. Sabi ko, baka naman mo kung ano, ihatid, dapat may puntahan tayo, punta tayo sa park, lakad-lakad tayo sa park, ganyan.
O, diba, ginrabo na yung opportunity. So, 33 days nakasama mo siya?
Hindi, parang, syempre, he works naman every day. So, mga once a week for those, ano, for the whole 33 days.
Wow.
Minahatid niya ako. O, at least once a week noon. So, mayroon kaming 1 day a week, magkasama kami.
Okay.
So, how long? So, gano'ng katagal yung naging consistent na, sige, once a week, kita tayo?
For the whole, radiation treatment. So, nandyan naman siya every week. O, iba naman. Kasi parang ginagawa ko, Monday, ibang tao. Tuesday, ibang tao.
May naka-roster.
Bakit siya? Bakit nagkaroon ng development doon sa, medyo, mas okay to, nakasama?
Well, like the rest of the mga nakakasama ko, usually girls yung nagpahatid sa akin. So, mayroon din isang guy friend. Pero sa kanya kasi, we were, parang noong una kasi ayoko talaga sa kanya kasi we had a very huge age gap. I'm gonna be honest. Oo, mayakang yung age gap namin. So, I'm older, 10 years.
Okay.
Okay.
So, mga 20 plus pa siya. Tama.
Yes, oo.
Early 20s.
Yes, sa ako, ano, early 30s. Mm-hmm. So, may malaking age gap namin. So, noong una, inayawang ko na parang, ay, wala tayong, ano, we don't have anything in common. Mm-hmm. Iba yung, ano mo, parang millennial ka. Parang gano'n, like, inekis ko na kasi siya agad eh. Mm-hmm. And then, nung nakikilala ko siya, sabi ko, ay, okay naman pala. Para mabait pala siya. I mean, he's doing this. Hinahatid pa niya ako. He doesn't really have to do it, you know? Mm-mm. Kasi mm-hmm. na-meet lang naman niya ako sa restaurant. And bigla na lang ako nag-text na, kamusta ka? Alam mo yun? We wanna catch up.
Ipag-drive so, mo ako. Parang gano'n.
Ipag-drive mo ako. So naano ako dun sa kabaitan niya. Ay, ang bait pala naman ito. Like, sino man na yung basta-basta na lang na maghahatid na lang with somebody. Yung gano'n. Mm-hmm. Doon ako doon ako nag-start na to take interest na.
Paano nagka-developan at kailan naging kayo?
Oo.
Matagal pa. This year, January. Oh. This year. Oo. So, parang I was going through the whole treatment. Buong taon kinain ng cancer na treatment eh. Mm-hmm. Na siguro, I officially beat cancer October.
Last year.
October last year. So, technically, cancerversary ko next month. So, yeah. So, nag-beat ko siya ng October. And then, before naging kami, parang I asked for, like, I needed all my strength and focus para gumaling talaga ako. Parang ganon. So, talaga ako pa yung nagsabi na, although we like each other na, yun na nga, nagkakadevelopan kami. Sabi ko na I really need to focus para mabit ko yung cancer and I had to go through a surgery, major surgery kasi. So parang sabi ko, okay, no distractions.
Mm-mm.
So hindi mo na kami nagkikita nung time na yon kasi I wanted to focus on my healing. And I think that's very, very important. Alam mo yun, parang buhay ko muna eh. Wala tayong future kung hindi ko focus. So parang gano'n. I need to do for me and
pero
for
may,
us.
May little ano. Promise ba? Sorry, na parang, uy, sige, basta malagpasan ko to, napag-usapan niya na ba, sige, babalikan kita. Or sa sarili mo
parang
lang ba yun?
Oo, parang puto. No? Hindi, parang sabi ko, let's see how it goes after when ano matapos na tong cancer journey ko. And if we really like, you know, if we really like each other, we'll always find each other. Like, we can always talk. Again, well, hindi ko naman sabi, huwag na tayo mag-usap. Sabi ko lang, I just really need this time for me. Sabi ko. So sabi
parang
ko, huwag ka muna
pelikula.
Mag-distract.
Oo nga.
Oo.
So, okay. So, Maureen, kailan yung time na sinabi mo, oh, okay, ito, ready na ako, sasabihin ko sa kanya na I can go into relationship with him na. Parang ganun. Kailan yung time na yun?
Ah, okay. So, nung mga December, so fully healed na ako. Then, tapos na-lift na yung lockdown. Granted, diba, we only saw each other the whole time, lockdown noon. So, hindi kami makapag-date sa restaurant. Wala talaga. Like, sa park lang. Park lang, hatid niya ako sa bahay. Ganun yung scenario namin. So, nung December, finally, magaling na ako. And then, lift na rin yung lockdown. Tinawagan niya ako. Sabi niya, kamusta ka na? Alam niyo, gano'n. Tapos, kilig ako. Kasi parang we talked after 3 months.
Wow.
3 months kami from parang nangyari from October to December, hindi kami nag-usap.
Okay, kahit text?
Oo. Nag-text siya nung nasa hospital ako and I said I was okay kasi he wanted to make sure okay yung surgery ko and I came out alive. Parang ganon. Syempre, he needed to know that. Sabi ko, yes, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. Tapos siguro cliche lang. Hindi ako nagparamdam like for so many months. Wala lang. I just really wanted to like connect to myself na ito yung journey ko.
Yeah.
Lulubusin ko. Parang gano'n. Ito na yun eh. Parang mamamatay ka o hindi. O di, diba? Parang gano'n. Gano'n nangyari.
Mm-hmm. Pero buti wala siyang naging girlfriend. Hindi siya in a relationship nung nagparamdam ka ulit na, hello, kumusta ka dyan? Yun ba una mong tanong? Single ka pa ba?
Tumawag siya. Oo. Nag-text pala ako tapos tumawag siya. So, tinext ko siya, kamusta ka? So, medyo bitter pa siya. Kasi hindi ko talaga sa tinext eh. In like months. Parang ganun-ganun na lang yun. Parang ganun. Tapos after nun, sabi ko, syempre, it's hard to explain yung pinagdadaanan ko. Alam na niya by that time kung ano yung pinagdadaanan ko. Pero yun nga. So, nung tumawag siya nung December, sabi niya, ano, kamusta? I want to see you. Can we go out, have dinner? First date. and go out. Parang I never see you like any like ano lang outside your the hospital and all that. So sabi ko, sige, tara. So kumain kami sa labas ng December. And doon na nagsimula. We were dating na slowly.
Mm.
Like pinakita na niya yung intention niya na parang I like you. Yun. Mm-hmm. So doon nag-start.
So ano naging I like you, you like me lang ba? Or may formal?
Official.
Oh,
ah, yeah. Nung ano na, like a month after that, sabi niya, so ang ginawa ko after nung, kasi nga after what I went through the cancer, sabi ko, I will travel, sabi ko. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So parang feeling ko kasi ang hirap ng pinagdaanan ko, gusto kong umalis. So ang ginawa ko, inikot ko buong ano, from Byron Bay, makita ko hanggang Sunshine Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Isa-isa mm-hmm. ko lahat yun. So, nagpakaganon ako the whole January, mag-isa.
Mm-mm.
And then, nung I was doing that, na-miss niya ako sobra. So, he flew all the way to Noosa para
i-meet ka.
And he told me that he loved me.
Wow! Kinilig naman
wow.
ako.
Imagine ko, so, binipicture ko sa isip ko kung anong sitwasyon. Wow, ah.
Ang haba ni hair.
Kasi parang dati eh. Parang I already cut off. Oo. So parang he won't let it happen again. So he had like he really flew there to tell him, look, I love you. Alam mo yon. Parang gets mo ba? And wow. Uwi ka na sa Melbourne. Ganon. Uwi na tayo. I haven't had a relationship in so long.
Mm-hmm.
Parang antagal ko talagang inintay to. Sabi ko nga sa kanya, nung nagka-cancer ako, sabi ko, akala ko talaga that's it. Hindi naman machichugi, pero parang sabi ko, eto na yon. Parang,
yan.
Ano ba? Mm. Parang, ito nga sabi ko nga kay Lord, sabi ko Lord, pag nalagpasan ko to, parang sana may makilala ko or may makasama ko sa buhay ko in the future that will make me think in the future na everything that I fought for was worth it.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.